This community update was brought to you by Uradio. In Manitoba, efforts to help people transition out of encampments and into safe housing continue through an initiative called Your Way Home. But that transition isn't always simple, especially for those whose needs aren't met by traditional shelter systems. Levi Foy, Executive Director of Sunshine House in Winnipeg, says that's especially true for 2S LGBTQIA+ people.
Queer people navigate houselessness differently than people kind of expect. And we're often just lumped in different types of services and programs that aren't necessarily relevant or useful or applicable or safe for our folks.
Foy says that traditional shelter systems often re-traumatize people, especially those who are gender diverse.
A lot of the traditional methods of, trajectories for people just aren't there because, family trauma is different. People's recovery or access to recovery and access to community is very different and not as prevalent or not as strong. And so, going to like an AA meeting or going to detox for someone who's trans or non-binary can be very challenging because you can't often access any kind of care where you're going to feel 100% safe, 100%, and where you can let your guard down all the time. That's not a recipe for success.
Numbers tell a part of the story. According to the National Homelessness Data Snapshot from 2024, over 26,000 people were surveyed, and on a single night, more than 3,000 youth aged 13 to 24 were experiencing homelessness. That's 12% of all respondents. And among youth experiencing homelessness in Canada, 25 to 40% identify as 2S LGBTQIA+. Non-heterosexual individuals are also nearly twice as likely to face violence in their lifetime, 59% compared to 37%. That's why Sunshine House plays a key role in Manitoba's encampment strategy.
It was a dialogue, a continuous dialogue that started in October, November. We had identified a building that we were looking at purchasing anyways for a different type of initiative relative to housing. Then they came back to us and they said, well, that building would actually work for this, for the part of the encampment strategy. Can you look at your service delivery model and see if that could work for encampments? And so we went back to our team and to the peers and we were like, yeah, that's exactly up our alley and it would be an excellent use of the space.
From that, Kelly's Corner was born. Rapid rollout was possible thanks to existing relationships. Many residents had already connected with Sunshine House, but weren't housed due to systemic barriers.
We already had a number of folks who were part of our Housing First team who were involved in case management, per se, who were living in encampments. So we had already identified a few folks who were queer identified, who were living in encampments, and who we were unable to house through traditional methods because, folks would have lack of income, they would have lack of ID, they'd have lack of all these things. And so the initial folks were folks that we already were working with and had an established relationship with. And then in terms of referral, we really relied on the strengths of our referral partners to help us out and identify other folks.
The work of Sunshine House goes beyond housing. It's about rebuilding identity and trust. Their model centers on wraparound support, a concept that, without context, doesn't really mean much.
Yeah, wraparound supports generally just means nothing. Just kidding. It means, it's one of those terms that doesn't have a lot of meaning on its own, and it is a good practice to kind of interrogate what that means.
Foy explains they decided what wraparound services at Kelly's Corner would be through collaboration with their community advisory circle and the community group called Peers.
There's a team there that responsible for the general operations, making sure that floor checks are done, making sure that people have a place to hang out, making sure that things are tidy and helping folks that in those, just build skills, solve any kind of minor conflicts that might emerge and just develop relationships with folks. Then they're also assigned a housing caseworker. And so then that housing caseworker will follow them work with them from the day they enter and then until they leave and until they want to close their file.
There are two feedback loops at Sunshine House, the community advisory circle and a resident-led house committee at Kelly's Corner. Both guide programming and rules, from safety plans to cultural healing. Residents also help design guidelines for safe substance use. Foy says these practices are a way to provide people hope.
Folks have to be moving into these spaces and not feel like they're a blight, that they're a social problem. When then a lot of the narrative focuses on people being the problem and not part of the solution.
Sunshine House and Kelly's Corner don't just offer shelter, they offer a path forward. As the government continues its Your Way Home plan, bringing people from encampments into safe housing, it'll be interesting to see how organizations like Sunshine House continue to support that mission. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.